What an awesome year this has been. Certainly it's been a pleasure being here with all of you. I mean, we're up under one of the most anointed men of our generation. Doesn't matter if he's your pastor or all that kind of stuff. We need to have what I call spiritual recognition and give honor to whom honor is due. He paid a price to do what he's doing. And it's always refreshing to come into his presence. It's never a stale moment, never a dull moment. And we must cherish that. Amen? Amen. We must celebrate it. Because when you celebrate him, God will celebrate you. Amen. Amen. Don't get nervous. Hallelujah. I love it. Glory to God. Well, we're just going to go right into what we're teaching because we have a few minutes to get these last 3 points talking about the surfer as he's catching the wave, the things you need to know as you're approaching the big wave. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
So we're on number 5, and it talks about a surfer must know the difference between a small wave and a big one, which he's trying to catch. You got to know the difference. We must resist the temptation of catching the smaller waves. There are patterns to incoming waves, which experienced surfers learn to recognize. Now watch this. Patience is required if they're going to ride the biggest and the best wave. Now, you know, all those smaller waves are for training. But don't get distracted by the smaller waves when the whole object or purpose is for you to ride that big one. But here's wisdom. You can't ride a big one without learning how to tread through the smaller ones. Are you with me? Now watch this. Likewise, in the spirit, there are many movements of which we can, what? Give ourselves, and many projects we can become, what? Involved in. But are they what we have been called to? In other words, is it God's agenda for your life? Is it God's purpose for your life? Many things you could be doing, but it's focus. It's sticking with your God-given assignment, not paying attention to what somebody else is doing. Stick to what God told you to do. That's one thing I loved about Jesus. Jesus didn't care what they said about Moses, nobody. Jesus said, I came here to do one thing. I've come here to do the will of my Father which sent me. I'm only going to do what I see him do, and I'm only going to say what I hear him say. All right, y'all better pay attention. It's one thing for Jesus to talk about his Father in that way, but this wave of revival that we're in is about apostolic government, connecting properly to our leaders. Watch this. So that we can say the works that I do. I know. See, everybody wants that. It's good to be unique, but you still need a daddy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You still need somebody to put a marker on you.
Yeah.
So they'll know what tribe you came out of.
Yeah.
See, you don't want to be so unique that you become an island to yourself. Somebody got to put a stamp on you. Jesus chose 12 and trained them. You remember in the book of Acts when it was telling them don't teach or preach in the name of Jesus?
Yes.
Huh? And them boys say they said, we perceive that you are ignorant and unlearned men.
Yeah.
All right. Watch this, though. But they took note.
Yeah.
They were ignorant and unlearned, but they had been with Jesus.
Yes.
Your
yes.
greatest testimony is that you are connected to somebody and they got their stamp on you.
Yeah.
that when people start rising up against you, they recognize you got somebody backing you up, that you cannot be stopped, you cannot be denied, and you cannot be blocked out. Are you with me? Likewise, in the spirit, there are many movements in which we can give ourselves and many projects we can become involved in. But are they what God what called us to do? God allows us to ride on the what? Smaller waves of the spirit, so that we will what? Be in shape, skilled enough. Skilled enough to do what? And trained well to catch the big wave. God allows these times of practice runs. Now, I don't know if any of y'all played ball, but it's one thing about people. People love to play in the game. Man, look, game time, game time. See, that's what I love, like, about training. Because it's amazing. Everybody want to do something different. No. I played football. I played basketball. It doesn't matter which one of them it was. I'm telling you, every day at practice, side straddle hops, sit-ups, certain things that we're going to do all the time, training. Watch this. Training for reigning. Watch this. They have many people talking about how well they play in the game, but trust me, when you play hard at practice, then the game just become more fun. You see, practice. See, Apostle talks about 42 years. I don't think too many people have that testimony. Ain't no sense of us lying. We don't want to be found liars. 42 years and ain't took a day off, except for the one I think recently said God told him. Then I think he was struggling to take that one. Are you listening? But watch this. The proof is in the eating of the pudding. His ministry bespeaks the price that he paid. Oh, Lord, this is going to be good to you, though. The Bible says you can enter into another man's labor. See, I'm not trying to reproduce nothing that I don't have to. If I can connect properly and follow closely, then that same mantle will come up on me, watch this, and be the cause of stuff happening. All right. Well, go ahead and do it yourself. See if you like that. Come back and tell me how you like it. Number 6, a surfer must not hesitate to move with the new wave that breaks before him. Watch this. Many waves have passed by for those who what? Have been hesitant about what? Moving until the wave is upon them. These are in as much danger of missing the next wave as those who have not positioned themselves at all. Hesitancy. Watch this. A word we black folks are familiar with. If you're online, I don't care what color you are, but I'm talking about our peepers right now. Look at y'all. Y'all don't want me to talk. Hey, man, I ain't white. I ain't grew up in no White House. I'm talking about us. Y'all know the word I'm going to use, right? Yes, sir. What is it? Procrastination. Procrastination. You already know. You got to, every year we're going to honor Apostle, but people procrastinate. Wait till the last minute. Hello, somebody. Know you got to be to work at 8 o'clock. You know they got 35 minutes of traffic. Talk to me. But you're going to get up late. Hello, somebody. Quit hesitating. There comes, like, I'm going to give you a good example. This health thing that God is doing. People got to hesitate to check it out, to see what it's going to do. You could be dead by then with your crazy self. You don't have time to procrastinate when the thing already eating up your body and somebody, God done sent them with the move, and you got to hesitate to see how it's going to come out. Sometimes you got to jump your doggone. All right. Hear words you need to hear. You want to hear some apostolic words? Straightway. Immediately.
Yes, sir.
When Jesus made calls, he told those boys, he said, come follow me. They were cleaning nets out. They were fishermen. They were cleaning their daddy nets out. Jesus said, come and follow me. The Bible says immediately they left. That's not what we would have did. Who you? Where you come from? What's your, who? Jesus, who? Who your mom? Who your peepers? Y'all know I ain't lying. You know I ain't lying. Some of y'all would have never made the apostolic team. I tell you what, after you go check him out. We got to take care of daddy and them stuff. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. See, you can't be hesitant. Hesitancy causes you to miss out. Watch this. Y'all remember when they start multi-level marketing? Huh? The best time to get in is at the beginning. Because when you're way at the bottom, don't worry about it. The top of the pyramid done filled up. It was the ones who jumped on it when it was hot like hotcakes. They didn't understand. Some things you jump in, you don't even understand. Just let it roll. We got to check apostle out. Now he's saying, oh, Lord, he got money coming. Now he's talking about healing coming. Oh, Jesus. Now, we got to change all our diets. Oh, have mercy. I'm going somewhere. That's your problem. Quit hesitating. If you trust your man of God, jump in. Here's a good rule of thumb. If he's doing it, he ain't just telling you, he's doing it. So if he's doing it, what you hesitating about? See, when you have an apostolic people around you, you got to have people that believe in you enough to jump in. I mean, all right, y'all ready for this? Can I help you? Huh? A real leader needs to be himself. A real leader don't need nobody trying to control which direction he's going. A real follower loves his leader and say, I'm with you. If you say, let's go right, we going right. If you say, turn, we turning. If you say stop, we stopping. We ain't going to be asking you 99 questions about why we got to do this and why we got to do that. And the Lord told me, oh, Lord, that's a whole other level. See, you can't catch the wave of the Lord talking to you more than he talking to your leader.
That's right.
See, I got some people I have to deal with. Amen. You know, when we're training you, see, we're talking about catching the wave. If we're training you, we don't have time for you to be telling us what God told you.
That's right.
If God talking to you that much, then go start your tale of church somewhere yourself with your crazy self. I have people, I have to train them, especially these intercessory prayer warriors. I hope you listening. You got all this revelation, you praying, and God talk to you and tell you to not come to prayer. You got to go separate somewhere and get from the apostolic agenda. Well, let me help your tale out. You out of your mind. God ain't told you to do that. That's your flesh. Because you got a group of women that you can control because they got, the Lord said, the Lord. How come you never say what the Lord told you in front of the man of God who leading the people? With your smart self. Okay, let's, just trying to show you. See, you can't catch the wave until you line up with government. All this talking. God talks through set men. Apostles and prophets. If you're reading in the book of Acts, following with apostle, and you're part of this apostolic agenda, you will be reading in the book of Acts when they had problems in the church, the apostle solved, not the deacon, not the elder, not the bishop. Apostles, governmental gifts. Then God would send out apostolic teams. Oh, but he'll tell you. See, God got to, every time something happened, don't mean something went wrong. When Barnabas and Paul had that falling out. Y'all look at it wrong. Barnabas wanted to take John Mark. Paul said, no, he left us on the first trip. It seemed like it was a mess. But what you didn't see was God's heart. God was sending out apostolic teams. Apostles. Yeah. Two by two. But God said there's another governmental gift I have to bring on the scene. Look at that, y'all. Read your own Bible. Silas was a prophet. Hello, somebody. So Paul and Silas. Look at y'all. Y'all look at me. It's good that you got to have the apostolic, but the prophetic comes to confirm what the apostolic is cutting. Okay, y'all get that in the next wave. Because some of y'all say, what did he say? Get the tape. Listen to it. I'm trying to bring you to another level. God has apostolic teams. Those governmental gifts are important to the church. That's why there's the restoration of the apostle and the prophet. Can't throw them gifts to the side. They mean something. All right. Many have, watch this, passed by those who have been hesitant. Many waves have passed by those who have been hesitant about moving until the wave is upon them. All right. These are as much danger of missing the next wave as those who are not positioning themselves at all. Y'all got it. The most important thing that we can do to move with the wave, which is when it comes, is to what? Obey and implement that which was what? Imparted to the church during the previous. All right. See, that's what I always tell people. See, you got to be teachable. See, many denominations, it's not that they don't get revelation, but they part. They don't want to go no further. There are churches y'all ever left a church? Because God told you to? Because some of y'all know you're lying. I'm talking to you. Don't drop that coffee cup. Yeah, God ain't told you nothing. You left. You were mad with the pastor. But everybody that leave ain't necessarily mad. Some people need more. Some people want more, and they got to get out of them stagnated, not going nowhere ministries. Hello, don't get mad with me. Because they need to grow. They need to break out. Are you listening to me? So you got to be able to move so you don't get, so you don't die. Now I'm talking about churches you visit, you left 20 years ago, and you go back and they still there. Singing the same song, pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. Why another thou art calling? Lord Jesus, please, Saul, have mercy, don't pass me by. Mm-hmm. Beat that devil running, and I'm so glad. Yeah, I don't act like y'all ain't been run, so I understand. Some of y'all don't have no idea, but that's the kind of songs we grew up with. I beat that devil running, and I'm so glad. I never read where the Bible say flee from the devil. I thought he was supposed to flee from you. Amen. But that's the kind of stuff you run into, and you can't tell them nothing, because as long as they can't wear pants, they can't wear makeup, they can't wear jewelry, they can't go here, they can't do that, don't all this stuff, and now you unsaved because you free. I don't know. They didn't send me to hell so much. I told them hell must be good then. Shoo. Amen. Amen. Follow somebody who's going somewhere. You heard what apostles say. Connect to somebody who got proof. Connect to somebody who got evidence. Everybody want to see. Most people don't want to connect to proof and evidence because they can't be the speaker. Got 12 men travel with you. We don't get a turn, and none of us ask for a turn. We're part of an apostolic team. Jesus chose 12 men and he said, be with me. I don't remember him telling, all right, Peter, your turn to preach this week. I don't remember James and John, sons of thunder, y'all preaching this week. Y'all gonna hold a revival. Ain't none of that. Jesus said, I'm training y'all. Sit your tail down and listen. I tell y'all, y'all want something to do in ministry? We got 5,000 people to feed. I want y'all to sit them down in companies of 50. Oh, but that's not ministry. Yes, it is. Because when you make the man of God job easier for him to carry out God's purpose and God's agenda by being faithful in his ministry, then God will give you your own. If it took 40 years for you to get it. Some of y'all don't read your Bible. Moses did not lead them people overnight. Moses fled and went behind the mountain for 40 long years. Some of y'all can't stay behind the mountain for two. Who the Lord done showed me a vision. Okay. Good. We ain't going to deny that. But let's get the whole Bible. The Bible says the vision is for an appointed time. Let's not deny your vision. Let's just tell you, wait the season. That's what young folk don't want to hear. That's why we have so much confusion in the church. We got folk, people just got saved and the Lord done call them to preach. Okay, sit your tail down. Okay. Somebody say what he ate tonight. Amen. See, don't get jacked up with the previous move. You understand what I'm saying? God is trying to take you further. The major source of hesitance that causes many to miss the move of the Holy Spirit is a religious spirit rooted in human ideas. Idealism, man, I'm all tied up in here. Glory to God. That will not move until something is, y'all done heard it, totally gone. I ain't going with them. That Apostle Thompson out there talking about money coming. He out of his mind. He the one getting all the money. Y'all know. I had an uncle. He in heaven now. He in glory. But I had apostle at the church. His question to me was, how much you got? That's none of your business. See, let me teach y'all something. There's no amount of money that you can put into a man of God's hand or sow into a man of God's ministry, especially when he comes to minister in your house. I had a great man to tell me this, prepared me to meet the apostle. He said, there's no amount of money that you can give that's going to replace the anointing that they leave in your house. Because the anointing that they leave in your house going to get on your people.
That's right.
Y'all looking at me like I'm a strange fly here. I'm telling you. See, it's not based upon size of ministry. You don't need 5,000. You don't need 1,000. You just need what the Marines say. I'm looking for a few good men. I'm looking for, I'd rather have 10 people and 2 millionaires than 15,000 giving a dollar every week. Are you listening to me?
That's right.
You honor the gift. You honor that anointing.
Yeah.
Money cometh is working in an area that they reject prosperity. You know, I mean, I've invited pastors year after year to come be a part of this apostolic mantle and no response. And broke. And always sneaking by. I got cameras. Then they got spies they sent. Like, what your brother doing? I had to tell my young brother, quit telling them. If they won't know, send them to me. I'll tell them. You need to get connected. This ain't no fish fries. Because the problem is, how much you going to give him? As much as God tell me. And God ain't ever told me get apostle, nothing cheap. We have a bad thing. We have a foundation we're going to do. I never shoot for the bottom. I'm always going over the top because I believe honor is important. And what is $20,000 and $30,000 for 3 days of ministry that's going to produce millions in your life?
Right.
Ain't no sense y'all looking at me. I'm the wrong Negro to tell.
That's right.
It's working.
Yes, sir.
I love it. And ain't no shame in this game. I tell a whole church, if you don't like my apostle, go ahead and get, hold this. Because I watch enough TV. You don't like my apostle? That's Martin. Get the step in. Because I ain't got time to be trying to fight through you. You need to go. All right. Let me hurry up and get it. Come on. We got to finish it. One more. The Lord does not do anything without man. God's plan has always been man. All right. Y'all read the rest of that for Claire. Let's get to the final one. Because see, a surfer's goal is to stay as long as possible on the new wave and ride on his crest. Now, I'll have to close it because we're talking about catching the waves of revival, right? And it all, you know, the sons of Issachar, you got to have what's called insight. You got to know what God is saying and watch this, what God is doing, and you got to be able to tell God's people what to do. Now, listen to me. God established this ministry. I mean, talk to me. Money cometh. It's doing its thing. But God say, what good is wealth when you don't have your health? We are going to enjoy what God is putting in our hand, because we're going to have a healthy lifestyle to back it up. So you don't need to be hesitant about this. This man is pouring out his life, and it's time to get rid of the hecklers. If you got people who whispering, shoo-shooing, yeah, that's a snake. Let them go. Let them go. They don't want to follow close. Let them go. In this wave of revival, you're going to have to be able to follow direction. You're going to have to be able to connect properly. Then you can't be shy about it. Don't be ashamed of your apostle. I hope you're not ashamed of this school of ministry. I hope you ain't incognito, online, and don't want nobody to know. Amen. Even Nicodemus had to come out. Nicodemus say, hold up here. No man can do the miracles that you do except God be with him. He came to Jesus by night, but at the crucifixion, Nicodemus was talking up. You go ahead and talk about it. So a surface goal is to catch the big one, right? While riding the crest of this new wave, he scouts for what? Another incoming wave, and what? Did you hear that? In other words, you never get comfortable. Y'all know what the biggest problem in ministry is? People are comfortable. You're too comfortable. So God does things to get you out of your comfort zone. You know, you read the book and the Bible say great persecution came against the church, and we act like persecution is bad. Y'all ready for this? God knew what he was doing. God said, oh, y'all want to stay in Jerusalem? Yeah. Y'all want to stay in Jerusalem? I know how to get you out. Let a little persecution come through there. Right. Y'all know that when persecution came, they begin to scatter. Yeah. Well, watch this. Without persecution, they would do what they've been doing in Tulsa for the last 900 years. For our spiritual granddad. They thought nothing. If it didn't exist outside of Tulsa, they didn't think it was moving. But God had to take people and pull them out of Tulsa and move them all over the continent and say, it doesn't happen just because you're in Tulsa. I'm talking to men all over the world, and I'm putting an apostolic mantle on them. Watch this. And giving them a voice, not an echo. Because the Bible says God's glory shall be seen in all the earth. All the earth. So I tell y'all, this is good stuff. I'm like apostle. I'm going to the end. Amen. You're going to be up to time. I thought we was getting out early. Try that with another teacher. Praise him. Maximizing this. Amen. Hallelujah. The wave recedes. Undercutting the next wave, making it break sooner than it would otherwise. Usually, those of the previous move, y'all got this, are retreating as the new wave advances, creating a what? Clash that what? Hinders the what? Next. You always got to be careful of people who don't want to go further. They resist the move of God. They resist you going forward. Get rid of the resistors in your life. Quit allowing people to block you out. And the final thing I'll say is you can't follow everybody. The problem with most ministries is they got too many connections. You have one body, your eyes are not on your feet. Everybody in the body have their specific tasks that God gave them to do. But you stick around in the area where God called you to be. Y'all understand that? You can't have 15 apostles. You got to follow one. Oh, Lord Jesus. Pastor and Lord. All right. Y'all enjoy.